You're listening to Women in Leadership Podcast, episode 20. Hi, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross. Welcome to another episode of Women in Leadership Podcast, the podcast that empowers you to reach your full potential, whether you're a woman in business or a woman in corporate. Joining me on today's show is Natasha Denman. Now, Natasha is the ultimate 48-hour author. She's published 7 books by herself, built her business to 7 figures over the past 6 years, and helped over 100 other business owners do the same through her ultimate 48-hour author retreats. Now, Natasha is a mum of 3 under 7, wow, and she runs her business with her husband, Stuart, from their home in Diamond Creek, Melbourne. Her energy, her enthusiasm for her business is second to none, and she speaks and runs approximately 100 events every year, and she's a highly sought-after expert on personal branding and product development. And on today's show, Natasha's going to share how to write a book in just 48 hours, how to create a powerful personal brand, and how to leverage your business via a book. So welcome to the show, Natasha.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. It's great to be with you.
Wow. You have got 3 little ones under 7. You have got a very successful business and you run approximately 100 events every year. My goodness, how do you do it all?
You got to love what you do, otherwise you wouldn't have the energy to do it. So I love, working with people one to many and obviously through standing out, other people want to learn how can they do the same and therefore generate an amazing following and a personal brand.
Yeah, and it's so important. So tell me, with your books that you've published, the 7 books, I mean, and obviously you're really expert at this, and this is why you're now supporting others to do that. When you look back to the very first time that you started to write books, was it easy for you? The reason why I ask that is many people that are listening today might be saying, oh, well, she's written 7 books. You know, she's an expert at that, and I struggle. So take us back. When you first started, was this easy for you right at the beginning?
No, it wasn't. And probably 7 or 8 months, I started and stopped on different niches and ideas. And then one day when someone said, you should definitely do it, after I had spoken to him after a coffee chat that I had with he was a printer. Mm-hmm. And he said, look, it's going to be a business card on steroids. And the minute he said that, and I thought, oh my God, I so need more business and obviously clients.
Yes.
And I need something that's going to turn my intangible business into something more tangible.
Mm-hmm.
And so began the journey of setting a 90-day goal where I was going to write 7 pages a week. So that's approximately a page a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to around 90 pages, and that would get me close to the size of book that I wanted to create. And the purely breaking it right down made it more manageable. And obviously back then I did it the old fashioned way, so just kind of worked it out as I was going along. So no, it wasn't easy. Your book is the first book is always the most awkward and unfamiliar experience you'll ever go through.
Yes.
But once you know what you have to do, you can replicate it obviously time and time again. And then it's 20 times the speed.
Yeah. And so with the books that you've published, and you're talking about niches before, just share what some of the book titles are that you've written.
Okay. So my first book was The 7 Ultimate Secrets to Weight Loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then it evolved in, then the next book was Ninja Couch Marketing, How to Market Your Business from the Couch.
Yeah.
I have written and been part of a book called You Can Live the Life of Your Dreams. Then I wrote, obviously, Ultimate 48-Hour Author as the system itself. And very soon, actually, in the next 10 days in my hands, will be my Bums on Seats book.
Mm.
Now, as you can see, they're not all completely aligned with one another because it's been almost a journey of the evolution through different niches that I have worked with people under.
Yes.
But they naturally flow from one to the other if you actually heard my whole story.
Mm. And I think what's really interesting about that is that, you know, as you've evolved and you've taken all the information that you know, your expertise out of your mind, your thoughts, and put that into paper, and it really has continued to help you build your visibility, build audience, and of course, build the client base that you now have. And so thank you for sharing that kind of journey, because people who may be listening today may have been thinking for some time, I really do want to write a book. I don't know how to start, where, you know, what to do, step one kind of thing. And we're certainly going to dive into that now. So how to write a book in just 48 hours. That is a really short time frame.
Yes, and it actually is not 48. It's actually only 7.
Wow.
But if I told you 7, you would actually probably don't believe me. Look, we don't obviously slave away at a computer. It's impossible to write 40 to 45,000 words, you know, in that period unless you're like on the computer for 48 hours. So the way the books are written so rapidly is by speaking them out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you spoke for 7 hours and recorded yourself and got someone to transcribe that, you will end up with about 40 to 45,000 word book, which is your average size, about 160 to 180 page book. That you will have at the end. Of course, there's a system and a structure behind how you are able to successfully execute a spoken book, because not everyone's a natural speaker. And of course, even natural speakers need some kind of a structure and a format so they're not talking off the top of their head.
Mm.
So we do have a pre-retreat preparation that goes for a couple of hours where I coach someone through how to unpack their book, I help them position it, and then help them in one chapter so that they know what to do for the others.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a little bit of pre-work to do so that they're coming away with, as I call your cheat notes, so that they're not talking at the top of their heads, and there's a really nice, neat structure. And then all the other people are doing the hard work in typing it and editing and layout and all that.
What's really interesting is that the different techniques that you use, because how many people, I don't know, you probably heard many, many, and I have too, have said, well, I find it really hard to write. Yet, through speaking it, quite often then the words tend to flow. And let's face it, the books that we read, that all of us read, whether they're paper books, whether they are on Kindle, they weren't the first draft. So it's good to hear that there is a certain process that we go through that enables us to get our thoughts on paper, whether it be speaking, whether it be writing, taking notes, drafting, that kind of thing. And then through the process of tweaking, we really do come out at the other end with something that we can present to the world. And I'm sure that for many people who end up with a finished book, it really is a huge win, isn't it?
Absolutely. Oh, gosh, it might seem awkward and hard at the time while you're going through the process to finish this project, but once you're holding that book in your hands, it's the best feeling in the world. And it just, you can see it on people's faces. You can see how much more self-worth, confidence and certainty they have about what they stand for.
Mm.
And that in itself magnetizes clients towards them.
Would you say that people who are in a certain type of business, what I'm getting at, some people might be thinking today, well, a book is not really relevant in my mm-hmm. business. What would you say to that if that was a concern someone had?
Look, there's always an angle. Maybe you just haven't looked at the angle that you can approach this in, and how can you turn your business into education? Because nowadays, hardcore, old-fashioned advertising is not working.
Mm.
We are more attracted to being educated first, and we're calling that, you know, educating people through the educational spectrum type of marketing.
Yes.
And that's what books do. So you just need to have another person like ourselves, for example, have a look at your business and see what angle you can come from and where the book would fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Like the most unlikely person that I have helped write a book is a locksmith. I mean,
wow.
And everyone would say a locksmith does not have, shouldn't write a book, or what for, right?
Mm.
But he did, and then he doubled his business within a few short months and got on TV and radio, and it was a tiny little 10,000 word book.
Incredible. There you go, a locksmith. Well, if a locksmith can do it, then I know a lot of service-based business owners and even women in corporate. You know, let's talk about the value of having a book, particularly when it relates to a personal brand. Let's speak a little bit more about that.
Oh, wow. Well, it's almost like people don't even really read your book. It's like you show it to people, you introduce yourself with it, and it's almost this new perception that you have put out there, and people take you more seriously because if you've gone as far as writing a book on your topic and your expertise, you must be serious about what you're doing. So many people out there just talk and talk and talk, but what's so powerful, Anne-Marie, is actually, I say, show, don't tell. Mm-hmm. So when you show people what you have, and the book being a tangible item, then that's way more powerful than you saying, I'm an expert at this. And the media will consider you way before they would consider someone who's not an author. Speaking opportunities, you'll be considered first over someone who just says they're an expert at it. So it's almost, it elevates the opportunities that you will get, and who you get introduced to, how you get connected to people. I really have to dissect what opportunities I'm going to say yes to nowadays and which ones I won't. Mm. And what a wonderful problem to have. Yes. Then in the early days, you're just like kind of, I'll take anything.
Mm. And I think for some people in business who are service-based, so they do consulting or they're doing coaching programs, some of the programs that they may offer may be a higher level, and someone may not yet be at a position to be able to hire you at that level. So I'd imagine having access to this book continues to deepen the relationship with them because they're really reading it from your words and, you know, already starting to see how incredibly awesome your expertise, the system, whatever it is that your book is showcasing. Is this what you found with the people who have written books?
Absolutely. It's the biggest intimacy builder that it exists. And this is where I just said the perception when they look at you is different. Mm. But having something like a lot of people come to my introductory events that I run all over the country, and they don't realize they're going to get a copy of the book with their ticket. When they walk in, I personally sign it for them and I give it to them, and they're like, oh, wow, you know, I get the book, like I get to take you home with me.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter what happens beyond that, because our program is very high end.
Yeah.
And this is how some relationships eventuate into high end sales, not immediately, but down the track.
Mm-hmm.
Once perhaps they've sat with the idea and gotten used to where it's at and whether or not they really want to work with you. And then there's those other people who instant credibility, instant attraction, and it just happens all straight away. And part of it is because they can see everything is set up, the structure's there, the book is there, the program is there, so they know you've been around. The proof in the pudding, which is me having all of my author's books displayed there, it's like I keep showing and showing them. I don't even need to say too much to convince them to do and join our program.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with so many people now who are opening their own businesses, running their own businesses, and of course when we think of the use of the technology, such as, I mean, podcasting and videos and all of these incredible things, means that the people who are in our, you know, target market, so in other words, our competitors, to really separate yourself from everybody else, a book with your expertise within it can really differentiate you from a lot of other people who are in the market offering similar services. I'd imagine that that's another benefit too, yes?
Oh, totally. And if you think that so many people nowadays are speaking about writing a book or they're doing it, it's not true. Mm. It's just that a lot of people like to feel significant by saying, yes, I'm writing a book, but usually it's something they've had on the back burner for 5 to 10 years. So please, for your listeners, if you think a lot of people are writing books, it's not true. You're still going to be unique, different, and one in thousands that are perhaps in your industry that would have like a book. So I would say go for it and don't underestimate the power of what it can do for you.
So let's talk about then how people can start to leverage their business via a book. I know that we've already spent a little bit of time, but I'm sure on benefits and outcomes.
Yep.
What are some other results that you've seen happen?
Okay, so using the content of the book then can be exploded into so many other products and services. So we generally recommend you write a 12-chapter book, and that's how our system is set up. It's not set in stone, but that's the recommendation, simply because we're thinking long-term in terms of those 12 chapters becoming a 12-week program, a 12-month program, 12 webinars, 12 videos, 12 workshops, a keynote. All of that content can then be neatly organized into other products and services that you would be delivering. So we're thinking about the bigger picture, because as you said, the book will be the entry point, but what's further down that sales funnel where people really want to work with you on a deeper level, and obviously that'll be at a higher price point, which means focusing on a $30 book sale is not your best area to focus on. Focus on your $5,000, $10,000 programs, which is really where the true transformation occurs for people. It's not doesn't occur just from reading a book. The real results come from people really doing the proper work with you.
And I love that you've said that, because so many people that that I've spoken to, or they've mentioned, I'm going to write a book and then I'm going to sit back and I'm just going to have money coming in. Mm-hmm. Yet they're not really leveraging. I mean, we'd all love to be the next, you know, Harry Potter author or someone who's just done incredible things. But what you've just said here, and I want to stress it again, it is really the door opener, and it is the other things that you offer within your business, because now you've grown that credibility and that trust, know, like, and trust with the person who's read it, that you can then guide them into some of the other programs that, that you're offering. And so it's very, you need to very think very carefully around how you structure your book and how you present it so that it does naturally flow into some of the other programs and offerings that you have, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've noticed in my journey that it's so hard. It's almost harder to sell a $30 product than to sell the high end. It's as if, I don't know what it is, but you've got to work harder to sell the lower price stuff than you do the higher price stuff ultimately. So don't focus on that, because, you know, very soon you'd probably have to go back to a job rather than building the value through the lower end stuff, and sometimes just bundling it in different things that you're giving people. And then moving on to really helping at a high level where people are, you know, you're doing stuff with them and for them.
Yeah, and you've just modeled that so beautifully. You said you run workshops all over the country, and as part of that, they get gifted a copy of your book, a signed copy. And you've had clients that have attended that who have said to you, wow, really? And that is really the incredible value, where you can start to leverage it across other areas. I mean, I've even heard of keynote speakers that have somehow been able to negotiate with the event organizers to get a copy of the book into, you know, everybody who is attending's hand. And there's just so many different ways that you can leverage. And it really is, you know, up to your imagination and thinking of the best strategy to support people. What would you say to someone who said, this is really interesting, yet there's still some block that they think, oh, I can't do it? What would be one last word of encouragement that you want to leave with people to get them into action?
Well, one of the reasons why people don't write a book is the fear of success and the fear of standing out. So it doesn't actually have to do with time or money, but it's actually, oh my God, if I bring this book out, I'll be open to criticism, or I might get too successful and therefore get too busy and I won't have a life anymore. Mm-hmm. And these are just made up things in our minds. So if you're having hesitations, really check in with yourself, where they're coming from. And it's not because you don't have the time or the money to do this. It's because there's some kind of a fear of, standing out. Literally, you know, here in Australia, unfortunately, we all know the tall poppy syndrome. Yes. And part of that would mean that you will be a tall poppy guaranteed if you become an author. So if you're not comfortable with that, you won't be able to follow through and take the leap of faith that this kind of a decision takes.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I think, you know, if you've got a message that you want to share with people, and this is even for any visibility, isn't it, Natasha? If you've got some message and expertise and you know that that's going to support your ideal client in a transformation that's going to help them, whatever it is that they're dreaming about, by you or by our listener not sharing that message, not writing that book, means that your ideal client is going to remain stuck because of people who might naysay you. Well, don't worry about everybody else. You get your message out there for your ideal client so that you can support them in achieving whatever success. How can people get in contact with you?
Well, certainly we've got the website ultimate48hourauthor.com.au, and what I'd like to do is gift your listeners a copy of my book in ebook version, so they'll get the whole 160 pages to follow the system if that's what they want to do and write their books. Because as I say to people, I'm not a fluffy person where I tell you why you should do it and what you should do. I really give you the nuts and bolts, which means the how to get it done. So this book has got the unpack system, the chapter unpack, all that sort of stuff. So if they just head to the website and then they put a /gift, they will be able to download the whole full book and explore the idea of how they can have it done. So ultimate48hourauthor.com.au/gift.
Fantastic. Thank you so very much. And, of course, we'll put all of those details there on the show notes, annemariecross.com/podcast220. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Natasha. It really has been a pleasure speaking with you. And what I do with every single show is to ask a question. So let me think. To join in the conversation, go to the link, so annemariecross.com/podcast20. Leave your comment below the show notes. What is the biggest aha that you have taken away today that is going to catapult you to say yes and take action to get that book out of your head and onto paper? So what is that biggest aha that you've had? Comment below on that link, and we cannot wait to read your comments. And of course, please reach out, get a copy of that generous offer that Natasha has given, get a copy of her ebook so that you can start to get your thoughts on paper as well. Cool. So before we go, we have an inspiring tip from our sponsor, Communicate Your Brand, Get Noticed, Hired, and Paid What You're Worth. And this is a quote by Philip Kotler. The key to creating a strong brand, especially for smaller businesses, is to focus on a limited number of issue areas and develop superb expertise in those areas. Now, are you a service-based business woman who is passionate about your business, but you're just not getting clients who pay you what you're worth because you realize that you're focusing on too many areas in your business, so you're really weakening your message? And what this is doing is it's stopping you from capturing and communicating what makes you unique and why clients should hire you. This is an area that I specialize in, and I'd love to invite you to register for one of my complimentary business breakthrough sessions so we can pinpoint where the gaps are and the steps you need to move forward to communicate your brand in a concise and focused, powerful way. So start attracting clients who pay you what you're worth. And to register for a breakthrough session, just go to annemariecross.com/breakthrough session. That's annemariecross.com/breakthrough session. Now, this brings us to the end of another episode, and I do hope that you will join me again next week. Remember to subscribe to our iTunes channel, and the link is annemariecross.com/podcast iTunes. By subscribing, that means that you're going to be the very first person to learn about our new episode and be inspired and empowered each week, like I know you were today listening to Natasha. That link again, annemariecross.com/podcast iTunes. While you're over there, if you've got a couple of free minutes, leave a comment and a rating. That would be awesome. That gets our message out into the hands of many other women leaders. So see you next week. Make it a great one. Thanks again, Natasha.
Thank you.